This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Syria on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Serie A podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. As per usual, when it comes to the Italian football, we have got Italian football journalist Daniele Fisichelli. Fisichelli with us, alongside myself, Dan Roebuck. And again, you can download the show wherever you get your podcast. You can watch it, of course, on the YouTube channel. And this is the key thing. We are streaming all of the Serie A games. So if you are taking our advice and you want to watch the games, you are more than welcome. They're available on the BetRivers app. We've got week 13 to preview coming up. Two massive games on Sunday. Derby della Capitale and yes. Derby d'Italia, in which Daniele has got selections for there on Sunday. As per usual, we go through chronologically. So we're going to start early on Saturday. But stay with us because Daniele has got tips in those two big games. Daniele, we're going to kick off with Salernitana against Cremonese. Salernitana, the favourites, plus 110. Cremonese, plus 250. Draw, plus 240. Over and under is minus 117, the pair. Now, last week, Lazio's bubble was burst by Salernitana, who managed to win at Olimpico. This was a coupon buster. The BetRivers traders would have loved this. The bettors, us, we didn't like it at all. Did they deserve to win? They were plus 550 to win at Olimpico. Did they deserve to win last week?
I think in the end they did because they created their own luck, really. They soak up the pressure in the first half, Salernitana. Maybe a little bit lucky Lazio could have scored too. Remember, Lazio, they were without Immobile. But in the end, Salernitana is a team that is really organized with more talent than last season, the likes of Candreva, Dia, Piontek. And, you know, they really exploited the spaces really well. The goal from Candreva was exceptional. And they took the chances. So they're doing really well, Salernitana. Also at home, especially, you know, that's where I think they're building their success. Eighth in the home table, Salernitana. They score 5 out of 6 in the home games, apart when they lost 1-0 to Roma. They always played at home, Salernitana, this season, lower mid-table oppositions. 4 overs. 1 under, but they done really well. They both, for example, beat Sampdoria 4-0, they beat Verona 1-0, etc. And now they play Cremonese, which still without a win. There are only 2 teams in the top 5 major leagues in Europe without a win. Do you know the other one, Dan?
Now you're testing me.
Let's leave it to the end. But you should know. I mean, you should know. It's not Arsenal, obviously. So I know you got an interest in that. But it's not, of course. We should know. Okay, let's leave it for now. Because Cremonese, they got this bad record. Second worst defense of Serie A. But when you look at the numbers and of Cremonese and the way the games develop, you think, well, they should be higher up. You know, they are 6th for shots on target, shots in Serie A, more than Salernitana. Same shots than Juventus. 4th for corners taken. So you can tell everything about Cremonese, but not that they're not trying. And they got a very distinctive style, possession-based, a bit of positional football as well. They want to try to start the action as cleanly as possible from the back. Sometimes it's the quality that deserves them really in the final third. On the other hand, when they lose the ball, their keeper is very busy. 55 saves for the Cremonese keeper. That's the most save a keeper between Radu and Carnesecchi has ever done in Serie A so far. But the last 3 away games for Cremonese, they've been draws. And actually, draws and both to score, by the way, they never been trashed away from home. They lost 3-1 at Inter. They lost 3-2 at Fiorentina. A few draws as well here and there. So it's not a team that really suffer high scores, especially when they travel. For this reason, I'm going to go for both to score here and over 2.5 goals because I think Salernitana at home this season, they are really different from last season. Plus 118.
Plus 118. Both teams to score plus and over 2.5 goals. Just one final thought on Cremonese. They are the favourites to be relegated. Minus 167. Just listening to what you were talking about them there, they appear to have a bit of a fighting chance to stay up. Is that fair?
They need to be more clinical. If they take the chances and if they find a little bit of luck, a little bit of fortune here and there, I don't think the gap with the likes of Spezia and Lecce, for example, is so big. I'm expecting Verona and Sampdoria to get out of the relegation zone. But I think between Lecce, Spezia, Cremonese, possibly Empoli could be dragged there as well with a little bit of luck. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion for Cremonese to go down.
Yeah, it's interesting because -167, it's not the shortest price and they haven't won a game so far this season in Serie A. So I think it's factored in that maybe they are better than maybe their league positions. That's not to say that they won't go down, of course. Let's move to the top of the table. Atalanta against Napoli, 6 o'clock local time on Saturday. +245 Atalanta, Napoli +105. The draw +280. The goal line is over and under 2.5, -155 overs, +112 unders. Napoli still favourites for the title, +110. They're 5 points clear, of course, after last week, but they did lose against Liverpool in midweek. What did you make of that game, Daniele? Because it was two late Liverpool goals. I'm not suggesting that Napoli deserved anything from it. Did they rest players? Are you concerned about Napoli off the back of their first defeat of the season?
I wouldn't be too concerned about it because I think Napoli showed for over 70 minutes that they were on par with Liverpool, a Liverpool that we know this season is struggling. But Napoli had the chances and, you know, the goal from Ostergaard really disallowed by a very marginal
yeah,
offside.
Yeah, that's tight. That's tight.
Nonetheless, he's offside. I think if Napoli takes the lead in that game, they're never going to lose it. Kvaratskhelia having a good game, a good chance, good save from Alisson. It's always difficult to play against Liverpool. I think the physicality of Liverpool in the end had the better from set pieces, but you know, it wasn't a vintage Liverpool win. And again, Liverpool, Napoli easily through. Okay, it's never nice to lose your streak. You know, they were coming from 13 consecutive wins, but it wouldn't be too worried about because they showed that they can cope really well this season with the two games per week. Record of consecutive wins for Napoli in Serie A, 8, like last year. They won the first 8 games. But so far, the Napoli numbers are much better and much more impressive. 50 goals scored in 18 games so far. Against Liverpool was the first time they didn't score. Have scored 4 or plus goals for the 7th time this season. In fact, they beat 4-0 Sassuolo. And also when they go away, they do score. They tend to score a lot of goals. So far out of 6 away games have been over 2.5 goals and above to score. But they also showed they can win ugly. You know, 1-0 at the Olympico against Roma, 2-0 against 2-1 against Milan. Maybe they didn't deserve that. So, you know, you can understand why they're favorite. And I think this could be a over 3 goals game. That's why I'm going for a +117 over 3 goals, which is cautious if you like. But Atalanta, they're getting better, by the way. You know, I think there is a lot to say about Atalanta. This is by far the best start of Gasperini era. They got 8 wins in 12. Their home form is not great, 11 points, only at home, 8 goals scored. But I think at the moment, Gasperini is getting the best of pretty much every single player. Look at Lookman, already 5 goals. Look at Koopmeiners. Look at Hadebor, he's getting better. At the back, Demiral, he's having a great season. They don't concede much. They are a more cautious Atalanta side. And I think there is a stat that tells a lot about this. Atalanta, they are joint second from bottom for corners taken, 46 corners in 11 games. Napoli are second, 77 corners taken. I think that tells you as well how high the line is of Napoli, how much they press, and how less sometimes Atalanta, let's say they are risk averse, if you like. But for this one, over three goals, +117.
Yeah, it's a trend that you've talked about on the show a lot with Atalanta, not playing front foot football as much as they used to in previous seasons. Just a word on Lookman as well from a betting point of view. He scored 4 in his last 5, scored in 4 games, +1,000 first goal scorer, +350 anytime, something around that if you fancy Lookman to get on the score sheet again. Let's move on to Bologna against Torino. Two teams that have both hit a little sort of mini streak of form here. They both won their last 3 in all competitions. It does include a Coppa Italia success in that run as well. Bologna +205, Torino +150, the draw +210, overs and under here 2.5, +107 over, -148 under. You are going overs for this one, so it's the outsider of the two. Torino's other favourites, as we mentioned, really good win against Milan last week. Talk us through your selection here.
over 2.5 goals, as you said, then plus 107, because I think these are two teams that have shown some great spirit recently. Let's start with Bologna. They went to Monza, difficult pitch at the moment. They won 2-1, coming from behind without Arnautovic. And we thought for a long time, without Arnautovic, they look a little bit lost. Well, actually, they weren't. They showed composure. They showed a good attacking system. Finally, under Thiago Motta, for the last two games, we have seen more attacking phases, more forward plays. And there are some young players that are showing through. For example, Zirkzee, the Dutch, 21 years old, former Bayern Munich. He played for Parma. He's having a goal and two assists in the last three games. They score in all of the last four games. Bologna, also when they went to play at Napoli, scored two. So slowly, but steadily, they are finding their feet. And by the way, Arnautovic had a stomach problem. So I would expect him to start against Torino. By the way, he's a Serie A top goal scorer with seven goals. But when it comes to Torino, best performance of the year against Milan. Finally, they got what they deserved. Many times this season, they played well. If I remember correctly, the game against Empoli, they should have scored five or six, only scored one. They were really intense, really aggressive. I knew for Milan was going to be tough. Between Champions League games, going to play this Torino side under Juric is never easy. And Torino was very good, very aggressive in both boxes. They kept the ball well. The return of Miranchuk is definitely helping a team that still hasn't got a great goal scorer. You know, Sanabria only scored two, Pellegri one, but obviously they are getting better. These are two teams that if you look, for example, at the number of shots in Serie A, Torino are 10th. Bologna are 13th, so, you know, again, despite not having great goal scorers, but, you know, they do produce a lot of attacking plays. And Bologna, yes, against Monza, they had the better chances after all. Again, another pick that we got correctly there. Over 2.5 goals, 107.
107 overs we like in the game between Bologna and Torino. That's a Sunday afternoon kickoff or lunchtime kickoff locally. Be aware of all the kickoff times on the Bet Rivers website, of course. Two big games on Sunday. We've got one 6 p.m. local, one 8:45. These are two games you can sit back, really enjoy the atmosphere. Will be something special. Derby della Capitale, first up, between obviously Roma and Lazio, both in action in Europe on Thursday night. So just keep aware of any team news there. But I suspect for both of them, Daniele, this is obviously the much bigger game. Is it still a game that both sets of supporters, they're just desperate not to lose? Are we going to see defences on top for this one? How do you assess it?
It defines the season, really, especially considering there's going to be the break for the World Cup. This is the last big games in Serie A for the two. For the two sides, yes, losing it could be a turning point. Last season, one win for Lazio, one win for Roma. Unfortunately, this derby might be a derby where we're not going to see the four best players for both teams, because Roma is going to be without Dybala, of course, without Wijnaldum, which you never saw, maybe without Zaniolo, but maybe it's going to feature. And Lazio got Milinkovic-Savic suspended, which is in a great form, and Immobile is still doubtful. And of course, I think this is going to play a part, plus the midweek games. Roma must win against Ludogorets. Lazio needs to avoid defeat against Feyenoord. Let's start talking about Roma. There is a lot of enthusiasm around Roma for the points they're getting on the table. It's a very good start of the league. And there is obviously much more character shown through this season. The way they play, though, has not improved, I would say, since last season. Credit to Mourinho to instilling the belief in the team and for getting them to get ugly wins like the one they did at Verona. But really, you would expect them to play better. Of course, there is a caveat. Without Dybala, without Wijnaldum, with Zaniolo not in great forms, where does the creativity come? When you look at the midfield of Matic and Cristante, it's difficult for Roma, I think, to be very creative. They create a lot of chances from set plays. If you add to this the fact that Abraham is in a very bad form, only three goals so far this season, I think he hit the post more than he scored. It's not just because he's unlucky. I think it's a lack of confidence and a lack of precision. Then Zaniolo scored his first goal of the season since the final in Tirana last season at Verona. So, you know, these are all bad omens, really, for Mourinho. In Serie A, the top goal scorer is Dybala. The second top scorer for Roma in Serie A is Smalling with three goals. So, you know, there is something not really going well. Credit to Mourinho for trusting the youngster, of course. You know, he put on Volpato against Verona, goal and assist. Last season, he did the same with Zaleski and Bove. It's more out of necessity, really, to try to install a little bit of dynamism in this Roma midfield and this Roma side. I cannot see Roma scoring. We're going to talk about Lazio in a moment, but I'm not going to see Roma scoring a lot of goals here. So I'm going to go for Roma to score under 1.5 goals, minus under 18, bearing in mind that Roma are slightly favourites on BetRivers for this one.
Yeah, they are indeed. They're minus 106 to win the game with Lazio plus 255, the draw plus 275. So it's Roma that we're focusing on here under 1.5 goals. So you just got to focus on Roma. You just said, though, a word on Lazio. I mean, Milinkovic had such a good season. And that's a blow, isn't it, for Lazio that he's not playing? You mentioned Immobile as well. You've got to stay across whether he starts or not, because, I mean, those two players, if they're not playing for Lazio, you've got a really good creator and obviously an excellent finisher if they're missing. I mean, it could be one to go unders anyway, couldn't it, if you just fancy the game as a whole?
I would imagine so, because, I mean, Lazio have shown that they can cope without one, without Immobile when they won at Bergamo, but without two, I got my doubt. I mean, probably in the end, it was a very bad choice from Sarri to leave out Milinkovic-Savic for the first half against Salernitana. He was at risk of suspension, picked up a yellow, which was probably not a yellow card. He's going to miss the game, so he's going to play in the Europa League instead. Lazio, strange defeat against Salernitana. They had the chances up to the game. They were the best Italian defense, and now they conceded 8 goals. The good news is that other players are coming into the form. Luis Alberto is doing a bit better. 4th goal for Zaccagni since October, and also 2 assists in the month. Only Cravascelli has done better. So don't underestimate Lazio. They still got weapons, but, you know, the Immobile question mark remains there. Now, this derby is unpredictable. In the last 6 derbies, 3 have been over 2.5 goals, 3 have been under 2.5 goals, 3 have been both to score, 3 have been both to score, no. 2 draws, 2 wins, a piece, of course, for Lazio and Roma. So no, don't look at the stats. It can go anywhere. Stick with the goals market. Roma to score under 1.5 goals, minus 118.
That's the one that we like in the Derby della Capitale on Sunday. That's the early evening game locally. Later on Sunday, perfect for Bet Rivers viewers on the app as well. You can watch this one. It's Juventus against Inter. It is the Derby d'Italia. Juve out the Champions League, we know. Inter are through. I didn't think they played too badly against Bayern. I only saw highlights, expected goals figures that I stumbled across. 1.46 Bayern, 1.06 Inter, which would suggest a close game. But then I looked at the amount of shots that Bayern had. They had 23. Now, obviously, I don't know what the quality of the shots were here, but as you were just remarking, you can spin the stats any way you want here. It's always a massive game. Inter are favourites, though, here. Daniele, plus 138, Juve plus 215, the draw plus 230, the over and under is 2.5 at minus 105 over, minus 130 under. Before we get to your selection, just as a game and your feeling about who might win this and how important this game is in the season, talk about that.
It's a very important game for both, because Inter have already lost 4 Serie A games and Juventus have had all sorts of troubles. At the time we record this video, we don't know whether Juventus are going to be in the Europa League next season, if they're going to be defeated by PSG or not, we'll see. But overall, Inter come in a better form, I would say, because they had a very intense month in October and they come out of it really well with the qualification to the Champions League and some good convincing wins, also a couple of clean sheets in Serie A. Juventus, though, they won the last 3 games in Serie A 2-0. None of them were extremely convincing wins for Juventus, but they have got the best defense in Serie A so far, although they're going to have a few absentees. The big question mark is that no team so far have won, neither Juventus or Inter have won any big match, apart from Inter beating Barcelona 1-0. So 4 wins in a row for Inter, but also 3 away defeats, 14 goal conceded away for Inter. Juventus, a bit short in midfield, without Paredes, without Di Maria. Maybe we'll see a bit of Chiesa. I'm not sure if Vlahovic is going to be fit to play. Saved by the youngsters again, Lecce. Again, the likes of Ealing, who's also injured anyway, Meite, Fagioli. Out of necessity, really, more than because there is a plan there. But, you know, Juventus' best game so far has been the first half against Roma at home, where they could have scored a couple. So they got something in there, for sure.
How big a blow is Lukaku missing for Inter? We were talking about him last week. He just came back and, you know, looked very sharp. And now he's potentially a doubt for the World Cup for Belgium as well. This hamstring issue just won't go away, you see.
Massive, because not only for the technical aspect, I think Lukaku, the one I saw against Vittoria Plzeň and against Sampdoria, is massively out of shape, massively out of form, but he lifts up the morale and, you know, he gives Inter another option, a point of reference, a leader there. So the fact that they're going to miss it, basically they haven't had it at all for the season. So Italy's two biggest signing in the summer, Lukaku and Pogba, are both going to miss this game. Are both probably gonna miss the World Cup, and that's a bad luck for Lukaku. For Pogba, I think a bad strategy. Maybe he should have gone through surgery earlier. They lost a little bit of time. Juventus need to rethink that. If you look at the positive things, though, is that, of course, as I said, obviously Juventus have got a very good defense. Inter have found a good solidity, a good stability, another equilibrium in midfield without Brozovic, because Çalhanoğlu in front of the defense, he works really hard to defend the back line. And now the three midfielders of Inter, Barella, Çalhanoğlu and Mkhitaryan, they're actually working harder, running back. The body language of the Inter players has changed completely. Barella as well, involved in 9 goals so far this season, 5 goals already. Only De Bruyne and Milinkovic-Savic have done better. This is going to be a tight one, by the way. I think if you need to go to the selection, if you need to look at the goals market, I'm going to go for under 1 goal in the first half, so -124. That means if the first half finishes 1-0 each way, no worries, because you get your money back. 0-0, of course, you win. Under 24. Again, very difficult to predict. They met each other 10 times in the last 3 seasons, so an awful lot, because they also played 3 times in the Coppa Italia final, which Inter won last season, 1 Super Cup as well, which was won by Inter last season. Again, impossible to predict. 10 games, 4 wins apiece, 2 draws, 5 over 2.5 goals, 5 under 2.5 goals, 5 both to score, yes, 5 both to score, no. So again, like the Derby alla Capitale, this is a game that can go either way, and I've only looked at the stats across the last 3 years, by the way. You have changed 2 managers in 3 years, by the way. It was still Ronaldo in one of those games. It seems ages ago, but very difficult to predict. No one can afford to lose under one goal in the first half, -124.
Yeah, we like that. We think it's going to be a cautious approach completely. It could easily end up 0-0, but we just are narrowing it down to that first half, -124, under one goal. In the opening 45 in the Derby d'Italia. That wraps up the previews. Let's remind you of Daniele's selections. These are the tips over the course of this weekend. And of course, a reminder that you can watch all of the Serie A action on the Bet Rivers app. So you can stay across everything and you can watch the games. Here are the selections for you. Salernitana, Cremonese, first up Saturday. Both teams to score over 2.5 goals, +118. Atalanta, Napoli, over 3 goals, +117. Bologna, Torino, straight over 2.5 this one, +107. Roma, Lazio, Roma to score under 1.5 goals is -118. And Juve against their Inter on Sunday night locally, under 1 goal in the first half at -124. So pretty much all roughly even money. Those are the Serie A picks for week 13. This is how the handicappers table stands at the moment. Last 3 weeks, I think we've just had a small profit. We're just inching back towards the green, which I'm sure we will be in by the time that the season is over. As you can see, we are just 1 unit down through 12 weeks of the season. Very acceptable indeed. Obviously, we hope to be in profit by the end of the year. I'm sure we will be. This is an odd season, as we know, with the break with the World Cup. It's not been easy for handicappers. But if you're following our Champions League handicappers, +641, Liga still going well, +612, an awful lot of positives across many of our leagues for the Betting Weekly Handicappers League table. And I should point out that we will be recording some World Cup content for you over the course of the next few weeks. We'll get it out before the World Cup gets underway. Daniele is going to be part of that as well. So we look forward to Daniele's selections when it comes to the World Cup. We'll have group betting, top goal scorer, outrights, plenty of content for you when it comes to the action in Qatar. Daniele, thanks for your company. We, of course, have got a midweek slate, haven't we, next week? Because we're getting very close to the World Cup, so we've got some midweek games to look
forward to. Yeah, we do have midweek games, and we're going to record on Monday, of course. The games go from Tuesday till Thursday, then on Friday again, then we break for the World Cup, so it's a lot to stake on. It's like last three games in Serie A. They're going to be five head-to-head between the top seven starting this weekend. The goal for the team is to at least reach 30 points. Napoli already got 32, so at least to make 2 points per game out of 15. Everyone can do it, but of course the head-to-head games are decisive. Of course, we have three this weekend. Dan, who's the other team who's never won a game in the five major
teams? I don't know. You say I can't possibly present the end.
You should know.
I can't present the show and think about that at the same time. Give me a clue.
Well, it's a Spanish team.
I really should know this. I don't know. Go on.
Elche and Cremonese.
Elche, I was going to guess.
The only ones without a win in the league so far. So we got a pick on Cremonese. Let's see if the Spanish guys they're British anyway. The Spanish La Liga show.
I will speak to them tomorrow. I'll ask the same question. I'll come across.
If they know, because you know the answer already, you can tell them.
I know the answer now to both. Yeah. I'll ask them what the other one is. They'll know Elche, but they won't know the other one. Daniele, enjoyed your company as per usual. Terrific stuff. Wish you well, your selections. Stay across all of the handicappers picks via @BecauseWeWin. We will speak to you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Serie A on the Bet Rivers Network.